This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today, all the way from Geneva, is an amazing special guest. Dr. Ilya Koloshenko is the CEO, the founder, the chief architect of an amazing company. It's ImmuniWeb, ImmuniWeb.com. With 1,000 clients and growing, available in 50 countries, and a community edition doing over 100,000 AI tests daily. Dr. Koloshenko, welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me here today.
Well, we're going to talk about some interesting things: attack surface management, dark web monitoring, cyber threat intel. You do it all with your ImmuniWeb AI platform. Can you tell us what drove you into building such an amazing platform? And what are you finding? Are we finding a lot of vulnerable cloud apps, a lot of API issues? What's going on in the cyber threat and vulnerability landscape today?
So that's a great question. And probably I'd say the underlying concept of ImmuniWeb AI platform is to consolidate as many interrelated, interconnected, you know, services and solutions in one single place. Because what we observe among our customers that they have a challenge to manage 25 different dashboards and getting data from many different sources and places. And I do believe that in 2023, you cannot isolate application security testing from processes like attack surface management or dark web monitoring or cyber threat intelligence. For a very simple reason, you may, at least hypothetically, have a 100% secure web application or an API. But what happens if your privileged user is compromised and his or her credentials are publicly available on the dark web? Of course, we all have, you know, multi-factor authentication, anomaly detection, but I don't think that a single company can say with a reasonable degree of certainty that we have multi-factor authentication enabled everywhere. We have zero shadow applications. We don't have any APIs from test environment that are accidentally accessible from the internet. So I believe that consolidating different services and solutions is extremely important because, you know, to continue with the application security examples, let's say once again you have a hypothetically 100% secure web application, but your cloud engineers accidentally expose an S3 packet on Amazon, and the cloud contains application source code and probably, you know, API keys, maybe even, you know, plain text passwords. Eventually, it can ruin all your efforts, all the time and money you've invested so far into your application security. So at ImmuniWeb, what we're building is a risk-based and threat-aware application security platform where we're trying to bring as much context as possible to make sure that our customers will be getting reliable and sustainable application security program.
I love that, Dr. Koloshenko, I love that you've actually added the whole theory or concept that you, if someone thinks they're 100% secure, you know, there's 3 billion passwords on the dark web today and growing every day. All it takes is one person, they left the company, they didn't change their password. You know, these kinds of things, the 90% of breaches are because of poor multi-factor auth and poor password management. And then these breaches are even easier when we find exploitable code in the open and in the public in the wild. So you're able to kind of tie those two things together. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I would say the concept is to make sure that our customers can make well-informed decisions because once again, if we are talking about relatively simple things like application scanning, okay? The question is how to prioritize scanning and remediation because most of our customers are large enterprise entities and they have thousands, some even have, you know, tens of thousands of web applications that they need to scan at least monthly, or, you know, depending on their compliance requirements, even weekly or sometimes even daily. But the question is, okay, we have 115 cross-site scripting vulnerabilities. So what? Where do we start? We cannot, you know, fix them all at once. We just don't have, you know, time and internal capacities. So we're trying to provide them with context, saying, hey, have a look here. We have an active ongoing phishing campaign that is actually exploiting one of the cross-site scripting vulnerabilities that you have. So probably this would be the best place to start with.
So really putting it in context and getting rid of the noise, the signal to noise ratio in cybersecurity is the biggest problem. And like you said, too many dashboards. But you've built an amazing dashboard, and it can be deployed very quickly, and we can have real results very quickly. And you even put pricing on your website, which very few cybersecurity companies are willing to do.
I'd say transparency is very important at ImmuniWeb, and also talking about simplicity, I'd probably say that this is one of our key values. So just, you know, to share an example for Immunium Discovery, this is our flagship offering for external attack surface management and dark web monitoring. The idea is to provide our clients with a zero knowledge approach, what we call it, okay? So we're not asking for your IP addresses, domains, keywords, names of your executives, you know, but instead you just enter your company name or your organization name, okay? And in 3 to 5 days, you will have a comprehensive dashboard illuminating what a sufficiently, you know, motivated and technically skilled cyber threat actor can detect. Just having your company name as an input, okay, nothing else, no insider information, no technical documentation of any kind. So the idea is that our clients will have this aha effect saying, all right, I see that all this is discoverable just by using a form of, you know, advanced open source intelligence and some historical data that we aggregate at ImmuniWeb. And then once they have, you know, this clear picture, sort of, you know, helicopter view, then they can add some of the assets that we could not identify because either there is no technical nexus or connection. And once they do this, they will have, I would say, 99% visibility and continuous monitoring for different compliance, privacy, cybersecurity risks. And most importantly, they'll probably, you know, have some time to focus on the most important, on the most dangerous findings, think, wow, actually, you know, we have several databases without authentication that I exposed to the internet, and you can easily find them just having our company name. That's probably a big issue, and it's something that we need to address without further delay.
That is amazing. And you actually can audit and discover things and pen test on web, mobile, cloud, and API. So you're really covering all the platforms that healthcare providers and e-commerce providers and banks and government agencies, pretty much anybody in the industry that's got something public facing, you can help solve the really high risk issues pretty quickly too.
That's correct. And on top of this, for our penetration testing services, we can also provide penetration testing of your internal assets, I mean, internal applications, APIs. So the idea is that we'll provide you with a fairly simple virtual appliance technology that will create an encrypted and secure tunnel between your internal applications, preferably located in an isolated VLAN. And the ImmuniWeb platform. So for example, if you have your test environment that is not accessible from the internet, we will still be able to conduct penetration testing there at no additional cost, because I've been doing a lot of penetration testing myself when I was required to travel physically. And I know that it is kind of time consuming, and also, you know, after 3 years of working from home, probably many people would hate, you know, taking international flights, right? So at ImmuniWeb, the concept is that we can provide penetration testing sitting in our offices, and our customers can also give us this access and conduct testing of their internal and external applications, APIs, and so on.
That is wonderful. The dream of the CISO to take a little break, maybe lay on a beach with their tablet or laptop and hit launch with ImmuniWeb and call their team and say, how's it coming? I found some new holes that you didn't see this week.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, and this whole virtual appliance ability of yours, I think that's great because there are some environments that really want to keep it confidential what they're discovering and do it internally and not risk it in the cloud. But you've got a very secure platform. And can you tell me more about this community edition? So I could get started for free. This would be great for colleges, universities. I'm just curious who's using community edition and how quick can you launch it? And what's the difference between that and the paid product?
So that's a great question. And actually, Community Edition is a set of five free security tests where you can scan your website for known vulnerabilities, weaknesses, misconfigurations, where you can also scan your mobile applications, where you can search for unprotected cloud storage, where you can check how many ongoing phishing campaigns are targeting your company, and so on. However, contrasted to our, I would say, commercial products, the key difference is that all tests and checks performed by the Community Edition are non-intrusive because, you can test, basically speaking, any website. So, of course, we cannot perform any fuzzing or aggressive scanning. However, it provides, with a comprehensive foundational testing. Okay, so I guess that colleges, universities, SMEs, small public agencies that are probably the most frequent users of our Community Edition, they don't need penetration testing because it would be far too advanced for them in order to understand the results, and they'll probably have no immediate resources to do something about a penetration testing report. But with Community Edition, we're trying to eliminate the most frequent, the most widespread privacy, compliance, security issues. So at least they can attain what we call it foundational level of security. And to get it for free without, any requirements to request free demos subject to approval and so on. So Community Edition is publicly accessible. I know that it is also used by different international organizations, national certs. So, and I'd say we're truly excited about it because this is our opportunity to share our knowledge with our future customers or with, the most vulnerable entities that really need cybersecurity but cannot afford it. And we're also continually improving our Community Edition, trying to add new features to make, for example, scanning faster. And I believe that Community Edition is something that effectively differentiates ImmuniWeb because we are willing to share and we're trying to provide value, okay? And we see that with a rapidly growing frequency, we have cases when we have a new client calling us from a bank saying that he or she is a new VP of application security, for example, and that while pursuing its master degree in cyber at their college or school, he or she was actively using our Community Edition for different research purposes and so on. And now he or she is willing to collaborate with ImmuniWeb because, we are the number one vendor they're considering. So I believe that it creates no sustainable future for our company, and it's sharing something we can bring to society and make sure that the most vulnerable entities will get at least foundational cybersecurity protection.
That is wonderful. What a great thing you're doing with the Community Edition. Can I get ImmunoWeb in a local channel MSSP reseller? Is it sold direct? Is it only available at ImmunoWeb's website? How are you sold, and how are you out there in channels and around the globe?
So we have a lot of great partners around the globe, including, you know, basically speaking all continents. We have amazing partners in North America, Latin America, Africa, Middle East, Australia, New Zealand, Japan. I would say that we're combining direct sales, and we also have MSSP partners that are mostly using ImmunoWeb for their in-house needs to, I would say, repackage our services and enhance their comprehensive offerings, because frequently we see that, especially in mid-size MSSPs, they may have, you know, limited resources for a specific type of proposal. For example, they do have a lot of penetration testers, but they are understaffed to do dark web monitoring, triage, and investigations. And this is where they hire ImmunoWeb. Or contrary-wise, you know, they may have, you know, amazing team of analysts who are dedicated to dark web monitoring investigations, but they have a very small team of pen testers, so they can enhance their in-house capabilities with ImmunoWeb. And I'd say we're trying to be as flexible as possible to accommodate their needs. And of course, we have, I'd call them, you know, traditional resellers who are also doing amazing job, you know, by promoting ImmunoWeb brand in many different countries. And I would say we're trying, you know, to take every partnership personally, in the sense that we understand that they all need, you know, some specific approach, some specific conditions. And we're trying to make sure that every single partnership we have is adopted for the needs of the partner, so we can grow it and expand it in a sustainable manner.
That is wonderful. Dr. Koloshenko, is there anything you want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered already?
Probably just to share that our Community Edition will have one another free test that will become available within 1 month. So this is just to say that we're carefully listening to the feedback we get. So if you have any requests for new features, functionalities, including obviously our Community Edition, please let us know, because we are really trying to deliver something valuable and to make sure that what we do helps.
That's wonderful. Folks, you heard it here. Dr. Ilya Koloshenko, the CEO, founder, and chief architect of ImmunoWeb, found online at ImmunoWeb, with an amazing AI platform from attack surface management, dark web monitoring, cyber threat intelligence, risk-based and threat-aware application security testing. You can be plugged in minutes, and within 3 to 5 days, it knows so much about your business without you having to do a lot. Go to their website today.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense
TV
Media Group,
and Cyber
where
Defense
InfoSec
Radio
knowledge
launched
is
24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at CyberDefense.tv and CyberDefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.